Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Chinky, hanggang ngayon, di ko pa rin tinatamaan ang aking mga financial targets. Nako, ay nako. Gusto niyo bang malaman bakit? May kakilala ba kayong mga taong talaga nilikha lang talaga ni Lord ng pampabigat ng buhay mo? I don't know if you agree with this statement. Sometimes there are people, situation, influences in our lives that prevents us from achieving our financial goals. If you want to know how to overcome it, you got to listen to this episode.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang World Coach. Again, thank you very much for making this podcast channel on the top 20 at the Spotify podcast. Top 10 naman tayo sa Apple and the number one financial channel po sa Philippines, no? Dito po sa ating, yun nga, sa podcast. Maraming salamat po. So, I would like to share with you kung bakit minsan nahihinder natin ang ating mga pangarap sa buhay, ang ating mga financial goals and targets because of negative influences. When you say negative influences, it can be a person, it can be a relationship, it can be a habit, it can be a self-limiting belief. Diba? Maraming, ano yan eh, maraming area and factor. Oo, again, pwedeng tao, pwedeng hayop, pwedeng bagay, pwedeng lugar. Parang ano yan eh, sa, ano tawag dito, Pinoy henyo ba yun? Well, yun nga ang importante. Kailangan malaman po natin ano ba ang mga nag-i-influence sa atin. Pero, bago natin malaman kung ano ba talaga ang source ng problema talaga natin, pag-usapan mo natin mga negative effects ng negative influences. Number one, it will destroy your dreams. It will sabotage your financial goals. Siyempre, imbis na mangarap ka, magkaroon ka na talaga ng pag-asa sa buhay, lalo ka nawawala ng gana, lalo ka natatakot. Di ba? Sa totoo lang, ang hirap gumalaw pag wala ka ng pag-asa. Pero ang sarap gumalaw at tumiskarte pag puno-puno ka ng pag-asa. Kahit wala kang kapera-pera, pero puno-puno pa ka ng pag-asa, nako, talagang power na power ka. Pero kahit ang dami mong pera, pero pag nawawala ka ng pag-asa, mawawala ka ng power. Number two, once na ikaw ay nagpapa-effect sa mga negative influences na kapaligid po sa inyo, ay simple lang yan. Magkakaroon ka ng stress and anxiety. Diba? Yun, may stress ka. Kasi parati mo sila nakikita. Parati nyo na pinag-uusapan ng problema. And in the process, pag na-stress ka, alam mo, mangyayari niyan. Magiging mental, emotionally unstable ka. Pag gumagawa ka ng financial decision, naku! Mali parati, palpak parati, bakit? Desperado ka na eh. Di ba? At saka di mo na alam kung anong gagawin mo. And plus, the fact, it limits your financial growth. Hindi lumalaki. Wala kang additional income. Di ba? Lubog ka sa utang. Hindi mo mabayaran ang bills mo. At ang ending niyan, mawawala mo ang kumpiyansa sa iyong sarili. Di ba? Ang hirap gumawa talaga ng desisyon pag marami talagang pabigat sa nasa ano mo, sa buhay mo. Kaya nga importante po talaga eh, oo, na kailangan po natin ayusin itong mga issues na ito. Bakit? Kung hindi natin inayos itong mga issues na ito, lalo na yung mga negative influences na kapaligid po sa atin, maniwala ka, you'll be buried in that situation for a very long time. Kaya natanungin kita, gaano katagal ka na ba sa ganitong sitwasyon? Diba? Ulitin ko, may mga kakilala ka bang mga tao na nagpapabigat pa talagang buhay mo? So, bago natin pag-usapan yan, kung gusto mo talagang gumaan ang iyong financial life, nako, join na kayo sa aming financial movement na The Iponario Movement. Oo, The Iponario Movement sa Facebook, libre naman. O join ka na para makita mo at masilip po kung anong ginagawa po namin doon para mas maging masaya. So ano po yung dapat natin gawin right now to remove our negative influences over our lives? kung ikaw ay handa na, kumuha ka ng ballpen at papel at isulat mo to. Number one, first step, identify negative influences in your life. Ulitin natin, ha? Tao ba yan? Sitwasyon ba yan? Environment? Habit mo ba yan? Mindset mo ba yan? Ulitin ko, ha? Tao ba yan? Environment ba yan? Habit ba yan? O mindset yan? Kung tao, sige, unahin muna natin tao. Kung alam mo may mga taong talagang imbis na bigyan ka ng encouragement, discouragement, bigyan ka ng solution, panay anong problema, panay stress, parang awa mo na, layuan mo na, di ba? Oo, di ba? Mag-set ka na tinatawag na boundaries sa mga taong yan. Kasi sa totoo lang, you got to learn how to protect yourself. Ito lang, kung may nakita kang isang taong susuka sa'yo, susukahan ka ng mga negativity at pabigat, magpapasuka ka ba? Willing ka ba maging trash bin, maging trash can ng mga taong ito? Di ba? Kailangan umiwas ka. Eh paano na, Chinky, kung katabi ko matulog? Ang hirap nun. Di ba? Ang hirap talaga, wala na kong mga malalapit sa buhay or katrabaho mo, easier said than done. But again, put a limit. Like for example, medyo na-stress ako one time when I was discussing with my wife, parati siya may nire-raise na issue. And then, nung paulit-ulit na niya sinasabi, nakiusap na ako, mahal, sabi ko, wag mo na i-bring up yung topic na ito. Medyo stress na ako on this topic. Pwede ba? Tsaka na lang natin pag-usapan. So again, set boundaries. You have to protect yourself. Number two, is it because of the environment? Environment ba? O nagbibigay sa'yo ng negative influences. Like for example, in your place of work, hindi ka na talaga happy dahil na-stress ka, pinupolitika ka na. Ano pang ginagawa mo? May kasabihan nga eh, if you cannot stand the heat of the kitchen, you get out. Kung hindi mo talagang kayang tiisin ang init ng kusina, lumabas ka, huminga ka. Tanungin mo sarili mo, baka overdue ka na sa company at sa office mo, na nandindong ka lang kasi nga, parang wala kang choice. No, may choice ka. Pumili ka. Anong mas mahalaga sa iyo? Financial stability or mental or emotional stability? And please, if you always complain about your situation, one thing that I've learned in life is this. What you tolerate in life will never change. What you hate in life, you will change. Have you come to a point that you hate already yung nangyayari sa office environment, sa working environment mo, kaya hindi ka naging productive? Pag-pray mo, baka tayo.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Na. Number three, check your habits and your mindset. Yung mindset mo ba, like for example, yung mindset mo, mahirap kasi gawin to eh. Wala kasi akong puhunan eh. Yan ba yung nag-i-impluensya sa'yo kung bakit di ka makapag-umpisa ng negosyo? Oh, kailangan baguhin natin ang ating negative mindset because what? Negative input, negative output. Agree? Para magbago po yung output, we have to change the input. Dapat positive input, positive output. Kaya nga, napakahalaga na makinig, manood, magbasa, matuto, magpa-coach, magpa-mentor sa mga taong talagang positibo ang pananaw sa buhay. Bakit? Sila kasi ang i-impluensya sa iyo na talagang kailangang magbago ang mindset mo. And the good news is, once you change your mindset, you will change your habit. Kasi nga, mindset plus habit, equivalent to result. Wrong mindset, wrong habit, wrong result. Right mindset, right habit, right result. Kung bakit ka nagiging gastador, kasi mali ang mindset mo. Yung mindset mo ay YOLO. Kailangan, di ba, ang pera pinagpapagurab para gastusin. No. Ang pera pinagpapagurab para laguin, hindi gastusin. Yan ang tamang mindset. And then next, also, ang challenge ko sa inyo para matanggal ang negative influence mo, surround yourself with positive people. Yes, hindi sa COVID, no? Positive influences, supportive communities, find like-minded people that will align with your financial goals and values. Diba? Maghanap ka ng mga... Grabe. Kailangan mo yan. Hindi mo kayang mag-isa. Kung kaya mo mag-isa, matagal mo na talagang naayos ang financial situation mo. Kaya nga, kung kayo ay naghanap ng mga financial coaching group and ano, towards the end, I will tell you where you can find one. And then next also, ang kailangan mo gawin, practice self-care. Relax. Diba? Chillax. And watch a Betamax. Hindi, mag-day off ka. Magpaspa ka. Magbakasyon ka. Do something that can help you to recreate yourself. Kailangan na natin recreation. Kailangan mo ng i-protect yung iyong mental and emotional well-being. Kailangan mo mag-exercise para maging produktibo ka. Di ba? Alagaan mo ang iyong sarili para lalo tayong makakalaban. And then last but not the least, ito encouragement ko sa inyo. Take action. Gumawa ka ng paraan. Huwag kang gumawa ng dahilan. Take proactive steps to implement these positive things and changes in your mindset. Dating magastos ka, ngayon, mag-iipon ka na. Dating ginagastos mo lang pera, ngayon, magninegosyo ka na. Dating, ika nga, panay gastos ka lang ng gastos, ngayon, mag-i-invest ka na. Diba? Take action. Sumubok ka. And ito yung good news. Pag sumubok ka at nakakreate ka ng konting success, gaganahan ka na. Agree? Kaya nga, paano natin ma-eliminate itong negative natin? Yung parang influences natin? Alamin mo muna kung saan ang source ng negative influences. Tao ba? Diba? Environment ba? Mindset ba? Habits ba? Number two, mag-set ka na ng limit and boundaries para protektahan mo ang iyong sarili. Diba? And then paligiran mo yung sarili mo ng mga positive opportunities, positive people. Find a community. Find mentors and coaches. And then number four, pangalagaan mo ang iyong sarili. Practice self-care. And number five, take action. Gawin mo na, mga friendship. Huwag ka na maghintay. Panay plano, wala namang ginagawa. Diba? Kaya nga, pag ginawa po natin to, you know what? This will create a brighter future for yourself and your loved ones. Remember, you have the power to choose the influences that shapes your financial future. Sana naman na-enlighten kayo sa episode na ito. And as I mentioned kanina, na kung gusto nyo maghanap ng mga like-minded people, mga people who can coach you and guide you, we have already formed a TYL community. It's a group coaching session every month yan for the next 12 months with me, yours truly, and you will be with like-minded people. So if you want to know more on how you can be part of it, just go to tyl.group. tyl.group, it's a website. Check it out to know more. Maraming salamat. Tatandaan, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always, chink positive!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.